Hello?
Yo.
Hello? All right, I'm in. I was in here trying to figure it out. I haven't used it in so long.
I'm over
Yeah,
here
I
trying.
hear you.
It won't let me use my Bluetooth. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
It will not let me use my Bluetooth. I'm over here trying to see if it's like an option or something to be able to. Because I don't want to have to like hold my phone in my hand. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah.
And I'm connected to my Bluetooth. It's crazy.
Yeah. I have a plug-in, the pin, the headset that you plug into the phone. Yeah, I still have the, I still have the iPhone 6, 6S Plus. I
No,
haven't been
you got an
upgraded.
iPhone 6?
I have an iPhone 6. Yes, that's still old school. I'm old school,
Really? Oh, I gotta look that up. Hold up. I don't even remember what year that came out. Hold up.
trying to remember what year that came out. That
To
was
Google.
like 20, let me see. What, 2010 or something like that? Or, I'm not sure the year, but I had this phone for a while. Well, not this phone, but I had a 6 for a while. I had a 6 for quite a while. But eventually Apple was gonna eventually
No,
make this obsolete.
2017, Bobby.
Huh?
You said the iPhone 6 came out in 2017. No, 2014.
2014 it came out, the
Yeah, I
6.
can't remember 26. Yeah, 2014.
2014. Yep, so I
Well,
have.
look, it's 2023. That's 9 years old.
Yeah, my phone is 9 years old. And yeah, they now up to like the, what, the 13 or something like that? 14?
14.
I think they're on the 14 right now.
I want to let
They lapped me like 6, 7 times, 4, 8 times.
Yeah, they're on a 14.
They're on the 14 right now. Look at that. And I'm
Because I
still
think
on the
they skipped
6.
9. I think they went straight to 10. I think they went from 8. 8 and 10 came out like the same year. It was kind of weird. They ain't have a
Yeah,
9.
that's true. But I'm still on this. But you know what? I'm gonna eventually have to get a new phone, a later phone, because I'm gonna have to at least get an 8 or something like that. Because they
You need
just
a
gonna make it
5G
obsolete.
phone. It's not gonna be the 5G phone. 4G is like, is becoming like, obsolete. Like 4G is getting to the point where they're not even gonna be offering 3G. You can't even use 3G no more. 3G is done. 4G is next. Eventually, 5G is about to be the new standard. It's coming. 5G is gonna be the new standard.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's going to because it's going to be a bad connection. The signal is going to be weak if you have anything less than a 4G or something like that. So, it's
Yeah.
going to be bad. So basically they're going to force me to get a new phone if I stick with Apple. I don't know how, Samsung, I don't know how if they doing it like that, forcing people to, well, like I said, I had this for a while, and this is what I like about it. You can go with Bluetooth headset, or you can just use the pin like I have, the pin headphones, the earbuds, and just push it right in the phone. Because if you don't, after the 6S Plus, you have to, it's everything you push into the lightning part, the part where you charge it, unless you have an adapter. They do have adapters that you push into the lightning, where it has like the, now it has the pin and the lightning. So you have to get that. You have to get the adapter so you can use it like that if you want to still use the pin. So, yeah, I like Bluetooth too, but I still like, I like my pin too. I still like the pin. Yeah, so.
Pens up with the stylus.
No, the pin headset. You know, the earbuds that you plug into the phone directly with the cord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's called a pin. Yeah, they have the pin. They do have the one that you push into the lightning port as well, those with the cord. But, you know, yeah, I still have the original pin, you know. Yeah, just the long, the skinny metal piece that you push in, that one piece. The one metal, that long piece that you push in, that's what they call the pin. Yeah. So. But yeah. Yeah, but I'm still holding it down with the six until the last minute, man, until I can't hold it no more.
Yeah, hey, listen, man. These phones are expensive, man.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
These phones are expensive. I cannot knock you. Like, anybody can knock somebody. As long as we can these days, look how much it costs for, like, now if you just want a little whatever phone, that's one thing, but I can't get with that. Right. I have to have what they call a flagship phone. I have to have an elite phone, because that's just right. The way I move. That's all I'm accustomed to. It's like, you don't go from wearing Nikes to, you know, wearing
Vans.
Even worse than some store out of the corner store. Some shoes they made out of the corner store. The Chinese dudes at the corner store got like some new shoes they just putting out now for the kids in the hood to wear. It's affordable, and it's like you know, wear those as opposed to like some
exactly.
Nice. Like, it's like you're not gonna go back. And stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Who's going to great? Exactly.
Quality matters. The way I believe, I need to be able to get my phone. I need my phone to have power. I need my phone to be able to multitask. I need my phone to be able to do. I need a great camera. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I need my phone to be an elite phone. So yeah. there's no, get the little $200 phone. No, it's not an object for me. Because with $200 phones, I'm gonna get a $200 performance. And that's not gonna work.
Damn, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you have to get something that's, you know, you have to get something that's working professionally. You gotta get something that's working good. You need good service, you know? So you can't afford to get a cheap phone because they're gonna give you cheap service. You know, so, and this iPhone 6 may be old, but it still gives good service, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's some other options, that's some things that's better on the newer phones, of course, you know, better camera, better, you know, every time you come out with something new, it's going to be a little bit better than that one, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to have something that makes it that much better, so. You know, they add more circuits. More circuits is going to make it more better. That's really what any device comes down to. They just keep adding more and more circuits, you know? Like from 64 gig, it went to 120 gig, and so on and so on. They add more circuits to make it that much better for everything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, we on the right topic, because so speaking of phones, that's what brings us here. Now, why are we on Clubhouse right now? Because normally we would be on BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio, the podcast streaming provider that we've been with since this started back in 2013. And, you know, this year it's actually the 10-year anniversary of HBO Talk Radio. Now, why are we on Clubhouse instead of Blog Talk Radio, where we normally would be? We first said we were going, wasn't going to do Blog Talk Radio anymore. Then, you know, we ended up, you know, they was offering a deal that, you know, made sense to us. And, you know, we was like, you know what, you know, for the sake of convenience with how Blog Talk operates and what we're able to do and everything, like, let's just, boom, let's just do it.
Bless you.
And we ended up going back with Blog Talk. We've been back with them for some months. And you know, we was doing shows whenever we could, and definitely having to stick days sometimes, but life happens. And until, you know, this podcast pay the bills, we might pay other people's bills, they ain't paying our bills. You know what I mean? Then you got, you know, it can't be a top priority. Like, even if you wanted to be, it's like life, you know what I mean, is going to get in the way. When something that's not paying the bills, it has to take a back seat, right? Nonetheless, be winging it, doing as best we can. And, you know, now we end up coming on Clubhouse today because we tried to set up the show on BTR. Everything was set up. I'm going to read the description and everything like I would on BTR. But we had it all set up, ready to go. And then I called a call, and I get a recording pretty much saying that, in order to, you know, go through with this call, you have to agree to, you know, the terms of $1 per minute. And I'm like, excuse me? Because the number I have to call as the host on BTR is a different number from the number that you have to call as a caller. The host is a different calling number. Now, the caller number is fine. For the callers and everybody that's participating, even Bobby uses the same caller number as everybody else. It's fine. But for some reason, apparently the host caller number is a fee with it. If it's a fee that comes along with that. And I don't understand. I don't get it. But check this out. How we got here. Well, I'm going to read the description, right? That I typed in for the show. I ain't do all that typing for nothing to not even use it. Like, that's just a wasted brain cell. It's like, nah, I'm going to read the description that I typed up.
Right. Yeah, you should. It's the same topic.
Right, right. And then I'm going to explain how, you know what I mean? I'm going to continue to break things down as far as how we got here. And I'm going to read this description. You know, so I guess I'll just do the whole thing because, Bob, you sound like you're still, you know, kind of dealing with stuff over there, which is totally fine.
Oh, no. I have it pulled up. I'm ready.
You got it pulled up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to start or you want to start?
Hey, you know what, Bobby? You can just read the whole thing, really. You want to read it? Because, look, okay. I don't have to get into detail and talk about it. I'll let you read it.
All right. Okay. All right, basically, today on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing the horrible treatment Boost Mobile is giving their customers. So I have been with Boost Mobile for well over 10 years, and I used to not have any issues with them as a company, but that has changed. You know, Dish Network now owns Boost Mobile, and somewhere within that acquisition, customer service has taken a dive for the worse. So after paying my bill, I noticed my phone wasn't working properly. When I called to ask them why my phone wasn't working, they told me it was because my account had been suspended. Why? I asked. The representatives didn't know how to describe it, but they eventually sent me an email response accusing me of traffic gouging. Wait, it gets better. I was told that if I do it again, my account would not be restored. I had no idea what they were talking about. I use my phone the same normal way everyone else uses theirs, and my bill was already paid for the month, so I had to sit with my phone off for multiple days before they cut it back on with the warning that was, you know, that was just described. I was appalled and instantly joined a new wireless provider the same day they cut my phone back on. I told the customer service rep that I was gonna, you know, do a podcast about Boost Mobile's lack of customer service. and appreciation. And this is me delivering on my promise. All right. There was even a smart remark in the email, which I will be reading live on the air. Now, if you've been a Boost Mobile customer, then you know they already have a lack of 5G coverage, and you pretty much always get a customer service rep who speaks broken English. That is very frustrating. It seems as though they hire people overseas to save money. Imagine how many jobless Americans could use those customer service jobs. You know, we as customers of these big corps cannot and will not settle for mistreatment and inconvenience while these companies make generational wealth off of us. So, and that is a fact. That's 100% fact. They hire these people from overseas, these customer service reps, because they pay them a lot less money. They pay, it's cheaper for them to hire people overseas to do the job. These people, there's always a language barrier. You could barely understand what they're saying, you know, and then a lot of them can be rude to you over the phone. You know, some of them, you have to explain to them multiple times. You just told them the situation. Now you got to explain to them 3 or 4 more times or 5 times. And they still may not get it. So it's always something with them. So, and then, like, for me, like, if I have issues with those reps like that, I used to get mad and yell and scream at them and curse them out. But I'm going to tell you, now I just hang up and call back and try to get another rep on the phone. There's someone who can do the job better, because it takes too much time. It wastes a lot of time to have to explain yourself multiple times to one rep. You know what I mean? To have to explain yourself to one, it's wasting time when you got other things that you need to be doing in that day. And you want to take, you know, something that could have taken maybe 5 minutes, now to 30 minutes. You know, so that's another thing. So, yeah, and I'm quite sure, listen, man, a lot of us go through that. A lot of American people who live here in America that goes through that when you deal with, you know, these companies. You know, I know people, other people, like, offhand, that I know go through the same thing. That's always frustrating with customer service reps all the time. There's always something with them, and always, when you get those overseas people. So, and some of the people here, too. I'm going to get into that later, but yeah. So anyway. So yeah. So let's go, Tay. What do you want to say about that?
Man. So the whole thing is weird, right? Because, you know, couldn't use my phone. As was written in the description of the topic, right? I ended up having to go to another network. Now I'm not going to, you know, call for some of the same networks. I'm not going. This is about Boost Mobile, right? So I'm using their name because I feel like they need to be put on blast on how they treated me, considering that I've been a customer of theirs for 10 years. The other networks shall remain nameless because I don't want to.
Right, I got you.
I don't want to speak down on them, right? I don't want, you know, and I also don't want to big them up neither, because like I'm not getting nothing out of this. I'm not getting.
Right. No, I got you.
They're not, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to endorse them, and then I'm not getting nothing out of it, right? I'm so sick of not getting nothing out of doing this,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, of doing this podcast, right? But I'm not going to speak down or download them. I'm not going to promote them. I'm just going to, it is what it is. But I have a reason to speak specifically to a particular company or something. I will, but as for now, the other companies shall remain nameless. You know what I mean?
For now.
But Boost Mobile, it has to be specified that this is Boost Mobile, mm-hmm. because they did this to me. Like, you know what I mean? As far as like how they treated me. Well, so I'm going to read the email they sent, because like, all right, I go to use my phone. My phone isn't working, right? My phone ain't working. But my prepaid, Boost Mobile's prepaid, my, you pay in advance. You pay to have access to unlimited minutes, depending on what type of mobile data that you pay for. That determines how much data you get. You know, X amount of gigs. I know they used to offer unlimited. I'm pretty sure they did. I don't know if they still do. I don't even know if I was paying for unlimited or no. I definitely wasn't. Mine was a certain amount of data. I do know that. Like, it was a certain amount of data. It wasn't unlimited. I don't know if they charge more for unlimited or they don't even offer unlimited anymore. I'm not sure.
Right.
But I'm thinking, like, so when my phone wasn't properly, it wasn't working. It was like it was off. But how can your phone be turned off if you paid the bill? It's prepaid. Like, you know? You pay in advance for access to unlimited minutes and X amount of mobile data. And when you're home, you're connected to Wi-Fi, so you're not even using the data. Right?
Right, facts.
So I'm sitting here trying to figure it out. I'm calling, talking to service reps. They don't really know what's going on. They're just like, they're just using terms. And I don't remember the exact term they used to say. I think I put it in. They were using terminology that I was just like, I'm like, what? Let me go back. Let me see. Trying to see if I wrote it down and see anybody that's listening who might be familiar with that terminology. It's crazy, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you, before I got my iPhone, that's the company I was with too, Boost Mobile. I was with them before 2014, before I got the iPhone. You know, the iPhone 6, before I went to iPhone, you know. And another thing is this, I was getting tired of them cheap Android phones, man. They kept doing some weird stuff for me on the phone. One time I took my phone and just threw it across the room and broke it. I got so pissed. I just said, zoom, boom, I just smashed it. I was done. I was so pissed with it was just doing some weird stuff, man. Trust me, and I'm a patient guy. I'm patient. But for me to throw something and get mad, it had to be something, you know. So, it was some cheap Android phone. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Samsungs. Those are my favorite Android phones, Samsungs. There's probably a few others that's alright, but Samsung is my top. If I'm going to go Android, I'm going to get Samsung. But yeah, this was something else. This was another brand, and I was going through all types of stuff, you know, and I just threw the phone, and it just broke into pieces, you know. I was done, you know. So that's another thing, man. You got to get a good phone. You can't buy some cheap phone and trying to save money sometimes. Sometimes you got to spend the money. You got to go in the bag, and, you know.
Yeah. It's worth it, man. I'm not going to lie. It is worth it. Like, it might be expensive. But you get the phone and the style of phone and that has the features that you're accustomed to and comfortable with, how to use, and the things work efficiently on the phone, it's really worth it in the long run. Because, like, I know it's like, it's expensive as a thousand. I mean, first of all, they do really tax us with these phones. We all wish it was cheaper, but at the same time, it is what it is. The prices ain't going to change. You know, people won't pay for it. And we got to deal with it, just like cars. We know they charge us too much for cars, but we need them, so we have to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with a good phone. Like, it's a significant difference from a cheap phone and a flagship phone. I'm a flagship phone guy myself. I need a flagship. I'm a Galaxy guy. I know people that's iPhone people, they can't go to nothing else. It's like iPhone, that's just what they do. Galaxy, that's what I do. It is what it is. Like,
Galaxy is that Android phone. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
The phone. There's a lot of things I like about Galaxy that Apple phones don't allow you to do like that. So that's another thing. So it is what it is. I got Apple, but the thing is, I can say that, you know, because I, from experience, like Galaxy phones, and that's another thing. Like if you filming, say if you're using the camera, right? And yeah. Something is, like you took for a few minutes, you can send a whole video. With Apple, you gotta, this file is too large, you gotta cut it before you can send something to someone, you know what I mean? So with Android, there's no problem. You can send a freaking 30-minute, 45-minute video to whoever without having to cut it, you know? Like, you know what I mean? You can take a whole game or something and share it, you know? So I like, that's just to name one thing, that's it. There's other things too that I know about the difference between iPhone and Android. So it is what it is, man. So,
look, I found the term, high cost phone calls. I'm like, I got unlimited minutes. Like, I'm not calling overseas or nothing. Like, what do you mean high cost phone calls? That's the term that they was using on the phone. I'm like, high cost phone call? I'm like, what? I'm like, could you tell me what number I dialed that was a high cost phone call? No, we can't. Can't tell me what number. Like, I'm like, why? Like, how you going to tell me, accuse me of something, and then not tell me what it is? And they're like, we're sorry, it's a different department that deals with that. So they tell me to email, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to save the actual email address. They told me to email wirelessaccountescalations@dish.com. Why? Well, we know that Dish Network requires Boost Mobile. Dish Network owns Boost Mobile. So this is, you know, I guess the new leadership, new management, and all that stuff, the people that oversee is like Dish people. You know what I mean? Like the Dish is like, you know, so I don't know how that works as far as like the departments of like, all right, this department, Dish is going to change things here or what. I just know this had never happened to me before. And I didn't really know until I found out about this. This is when I found out that Dish Network owns Boost. I'm like, really? It's like, Dish? Like, yeah, Dish Network owns Boost. I'm like, okay. I think when I Googled it, it says since 2020. And so, yeah, I emailed wirelessaccountescalations@dish.com. Now, let me say the email that I sent down. I'm going to read the email I sent down. And then we're going to read the email they sent me back. Because they told me I had to email them. Because why? My phone was off. They didn't say like, all right, you know how like your service is disrupted because you didn't pay the bill? No, my bill was paid. My account was suspended. Now, this is prepaid. So when in the history of mobile phones have you heard of an account being suspended when a bill was paid?
Never.
The bill was paid.
Never.
The bill was paid. But the account is suspended. It didn't say the server suspended. It said the account is suspended. The actual account is suspended, which
unbelievable.
Is the same thing. But I can't use the phone one way or the other. When you called, it was like, you called my number, it would say the person you're trying to call is unavailable right now or something like that. It didn't say, like, the number you're called is not in service. It said the person you're trying to reach is not available. Right?
Crazy.
Now, my child is young. He's in grade school. He's in elementary school. You know, anytime there could be a call or something, I have to have communication with, you know, the outside world, especially when my son's not home. And I'm like, you know, come on, man. Like, you know.
Right.
Like, what is this? We all got a billion and one things going on. We need our phones. It's the same back in the day, right? Like, you know. Like, we need our phones now, like, you know what I mean? Pretty much.
Yeah, more than everything. Like, right.
It's self-explanatory. I don't have to give details. You need your phone, right? So, so I'm sitting here like, man, like, what? I'm not understanding. So, I'm like, all right, my phone is off. Y'all can't give me details for why. Y'all say it was a department. I'm trying to see if I had the department. I think I wrote that down to the department. Oh, the protein department. the protein department. And guess what? Because this is customer services people work, right? The protein department does not have a phone number. And these are the people that that make these types of decisions based on your account.
Right.
So they're saying I violate their terms and services, right? Their terms. I violate their terms. Their terms and conditions. I violated them. But they can't give me a reason as to why. The protein, right, accusing me of high cost phone calls, whatever that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
And the high-priced phone calls that they said you made, right? They were in the United States? Have you called overseas?
Yeah, I don't have no access, no reason to call nothing overseas. I don't have one number, one friend, one family member that I'm in communication with that's overseas or anything.
Called zero overseas numbers.
I've never called an overseas number. And
I don't call overseas either. I don't speak to nobody in Spain. I don't speak to nobody in Europe, anywhere, Africa, none of that. I never call overseas. I've called overseas. I've been calling overseas if my daughter is overseas. If she's overseas, when she did, that's the only time I'll call. Or, you know what I mean? She needs to call me, I need to call her, whatever. But that's the only time because, you know, she plays sports and she go overseas now. So that's the only, other than that, I don't call overseas. But they told you that you violated something, but they couldn't tell you what in detail.
High cost phone call, right? So boom.
Wow.
I'm like, man, all right. But the pro team is the one that makes these decisions, but they don't have a phone number. They can't even connect me. Not only do they not have a phone number, they can't connect me to that department. That department doesn't talk to people, but they make these decisions, but they can't talk to us, okay?
Wow.
But you have limited access to this because this is above your pay rate or whatever. So you don't know. You don't know what to tell me other than something I'm accused of high cost phone calls, and you don't know what. You can't tell me what number I called or anything, but you could give me this email address, wirelessaccountescalations@dish.com, which I have to email them and see. And wait, because even after speaking to a manager, they can't help me. This department, protein department, has to make this decision to unlock. This man told me too. The protein department has to decide on how. I need to wait 3 to 15 business days.
Wow.
No, 3 to 10. I think 3 to 10, 7 to 10. First, I was told up to 3 business days. Then I was told like 7 to 10. It was telling me different things. I was talking to different service reps, you know, telling me different things in order to get my account back. So a minimum of 3 days and anywhere up to 10 days, basically, to be able to, for them to decide if they're going to give me my account back. It was no guarantee I was going to get my account. I'm like, are you serious? You can't be. So needless to say, I'm outraged. What is this? You can't tell me what it is. I just use my phone the regular way that everybody else does. And you're accusing me of something that you can't give me. You can't give a detailed description as to what it is or how I did it or prove that I did it. You're just saying it. Okay.
Yeah.
I got no choice. At this point, nothing's being done and my phone is off. I have no choice but to email this wirelessaccountescalations@dish.com, which I did. So let's read the email that I sent them. Okay. Above is my full name and Boost Mobile phone number. I was told by customer service that my account was suspended and that I need to email this email address to have my account restored. I have been a consistent Boost customer for over a decade and have never experienced such inconvenience. My bill was paid as it always is, and I need to be able to use my service as it is my only form of communication with the outside world. I need my account immediately restored, and I would like to receive a valid reason as to why my account was suspended in the first place. This is an inconvenience for me. I have a young child who is in grade school, and I need to be able to communicate with the people whose care he's under until he gets home. I'll be expecting for my account to be restored and to receive a valid reason as to why my account was suspended to begin with. That's my email to them, right?
Right.
So this is the email they sent me. And in response, which came from GCI underscore wireless account escalations. Or let me see. Well, wireless account escalations at dish.com is the email address that emailed. Wireless account escalations. Wireless account escalations at dish.com. Email me back. This is on February 15th, 2023. This is what they sent to me in response. Thank you for reaching out. Reading, hold on. Let me just water real quick. My mouth is.
Go ahead.
Hey, pause, man. My mouth is dry.
Yeah. Well, blame that on Boost Mobile, man. You throw that nonsense. You gotta now put them on blast. So that's messed up. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Thank you for reaching out regarding your account. The account has been suspended due to traffic pumping, which is a violation of our terms and conditions.
So now, repeat that. Traffic what?
Traffic pumping.
Traffic pumping. Now, what the heck is traffic pumping?
That's the same thing I was on.
I got to Google that. What's traffic pumping? What? So you have a prepaid phone, Boost phone, and you paid your bill. But they still suspended your account, not your service, suspended your account. Yeah. That tells you that you were traffic pumping. And what I still don't know what traffic pumping is, but you said you've been making regular phone calls. You did not.
Regular
in the United States phone calls. But this is now that the Dish Network took over Boost, now all this stuff is happening. So the Dish Network.
Yeah,
so basically, this network is making changes because they now own Boost. And so they're making changes.
Yeah, that's what one would have to assume, right? Now, keep in mind that the service rep told me high cost phone calls. Now, the email is saying traffic pump. So
high cost phone calls in the United States? Well, it's a high cost.
All my numbers are local.
And yes, nothing you call overseas, but it's a high cost phone call. And you make calls, not all your calls were in the U.S. So which zip code is now high cost? That's what I want to know.
That's the same thing I was scratching my head wondering, right?
That is crazy.
Yeah. I'm paying for unlimited minutes. How is it? What is a high cost phone call? Remember before the show, Bobby, we was talking about how back in the day, the 1-900 numbers, like, yeah, if you call like a 1-900 number, I don't know if they exist.
I don't even know if they have 900 numbers no more, but I remember those. You had to pay $1 a minute and all this nonsense. Just to speak to a freaking psychic hotline, call me now, or something like that.
One of the phone sex operators or something like that, right?
Yeah, or a sex line. Yeah, you had to call a sex to talk to some so-called hot girls, and it was probably a man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never called the 900 number, so.
And I've never dialed a 1-900 number. Mm-hmm. I only dial any 1-800 number I dial is a number that's based on a service I have with a company. Right. So, of course, it's a toll-free, regular free number to dial because it's you dealing with customer service, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody overseas or nothing to call. Nobody that you would have to dial like 0389 before you call that. Then
that's overseas, right?
Now, I don't know nobody in the UK, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish reading this. All right, again, it says, thank you for reaching out regarding your account. The account has been suspended due to traffic pumping, which is a violation of our terms and conditions, permitted and non-permissible uses. Now they're going to talk about permitted and non-permissible uses. Okay, so you may use our network for live voice calls, for personal use, messaging, and data, web, email, file transfer, app, social media, gaming, streaming, content. You are not permitted to use your device or services, including but not limited to, in any way that, one, is fraudulent, unlawful, infringes on intellectual property rights, harms, or unduly interferes with the use of our network or systems or other parties, resources, use, or two, uses, services, for commercial use, including without limitation, monitoring, telemarketing, auto dial calls, unauthorized marketing, connections consisting of uninterrupted live dialogue between people or sharing your Wi-Fi hotspot for public use or sale. 3 is determined by Boost in its sole discretion to be considered traffic pumping, as such term is commonly understood in the telecommunications industry. SMS marketing and or reselling of services or any portion thereof, data or plans. 4 utilizes devices that are incompatible with our network that will be blocked. 5 results in or may result in continuous mobile-to-mobile or mobile-to-landline call session connectivity for clarity, even if on an unlimited plan. And 6 it's necessary to protect our customers or network's interests. Calls for commercial purposes, e.g. chat lines, Wi-Fi, or broadcast lines, may be subject to additional charges or result in termination of service in Boost's sole discretion. Boost reserves the right to terminate immediately and without further notice any accounts or users engaging in non-permissible uses. They just have a link, and it says for consumer definition of traffic pumping.
Yeah, I have that pulled up. I was going to say it to you, traffic pumping.
And then it finishes, we will reinstate your account, but be aware that this is our only and last warning. Hear my phone ringing, can you?
I heard the phone ringing, and you went low, and I heard the phone ringing.
Wow, you're so ghetto, man.
But anyway, yeah, that is. I was like, "What the?" And this is.
Yeah,
but this is.
I didn't make it ring. I probably should have just sent it to voicemail.
It's okay. It's okay.
So yeah, we will reinstate your account, but be aware that this is our only and last warning, and we will monitor future activity for traffic pumping.
So they threaten to cut you off completely. They're gonna give it to you this time, but we're gonna be checking your account for traffic pumping. This is the last time.
You want me to
read? You want to read what they're saying? Go ahead. You can. Go ahead.
We gonna figure this out because you never know. This might help somebody else.
This is going to help somebody else. And we're gonna break it down.
This is educational right now. We're trying to figure this out.
Now it's educational, right?
What is going on? What are you talking about? And y'all not giving me a straight now. Now, before I even read what this traffic pumping thing is, based on what I read to you, do you feel like you would understand what they're saying you're guilty of based on what they sent in the email?
Absolutely not. I do not. What they said to you, I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't, you know, all that to me is all BS. But get this. When I Google traffic pumping, do you know how when you Google something on your phone, something like there's like the meaning and then this, that, and the other? And the one line said traffic pumping Boost Mobile. No other company came up. Wow. It said traffic pumping Boost Mobile. And then they had the traffic pumping meaning, traffic pumping explanation. But no other phone company came up but Boost Mobile. But let me just break down while I'm here. What they say traffic pumping is.
Okay.
Right? So they say traffic pumping is, you know, also known as access stimulation. All right. What is that? Anyway, it is a controversial practice by which some local exchange telephone carriers in rural areas of the United States inflate the volume of incoming calls to their networks, right? And profit from the greatly increased inter-carrier compensation fees to which they are entitled by the Telecommunications Act of 1996. So they're taking advantage of the Telecommunications Act of 1996 I guess, and they able to do this. They legally able to do this and charge people for what they consider traffic pumping. Now, consequences, end users of traffic pump phone services often do not pay directly for the high fees collected by rural areas. Do you live in like a rural area? That's not a rural area, is it? Or is it considered a rural area?
I mean, all I can tell you is I live in Baltimore City, man.
You're in the city. You're not in a rural area. Exactly. So that's another thing. You're not a rural area. Isn't that like an area that's like a low, very low population of people? You know, like a suburban. Yeah. So they say end users of traffic pump phone services often do not pay directly for you heard that, right? They often do not pay directly for the fees collected by rural local carriers and service providers. Many wireless and landline customers now have unlimited long distance plans, and thus the entire inflated cost of using these services is borne by their long distance carrier. Providers of traffic pump conference calling services assert that these long-distance carriers still profit when their customers are traffic pump services. In 2007, AT&T estimated that it would spend an additional $250 million to connect such calls, and has warned that it may have to raise its customers' calling plan prices unless regulators address the issue of traffic pumping. So, because you know, AT&T used to be the long distance service, the original long distance carrier.
Yeah.
And Ma Bell was for the local calls. So what it is all these other companies pay to use AT&T lines, you know, and like Ma Bell.
Before there was a wireless provider back in the day, in like the 90s and I'm assuming the 80s too.
Right.
I was a little thing in the 80s, but like in the 80s and 90s, you had to go through AT&T like to be able to like to make long distance calls.
Right. Because it was a monopoly. So now what it is like all these other companies, Boost Mobile and all this, they use the main lines from like AT&T and Ma Bell, you know? Ma Bell was like the local and AT&T was the long distance. And, you know, so now they made it with other companies, you can use another service, another phone service, instead of just those two services, you know, that whole monopoly thing. So, but they still have to pay Ma Bell, which, you know, now is New York Telephone in New York, and his names are changed across the different states. But, you know, and AT&T for the long distance. So, you know, but they have to still pay to use their line. But they making us pay now, you know, pay them so that they can have the money to pay, you know, or for them to, first of all, to pay and for them to capitalize and make their own money, you know, it's a business. So they got to eat too. So that's how they, but now they just they overdoing it with this whole thing right here with this traffic pumping. You know, this is ridiculous. You know, especially when you have a phone that a prepaid phone, right? And you paid the service ahead of time. That's what you do with prepaid phone. And with the other services, you pay after. Like, after you use the time, then you pay for it. Like, a regular service or whatever. But, I have Boost Mobile, yes, you know, before 2014, before I got Apple. You know, before I got with AT&T, you know? So, so I know all about that. Like, if my phone bill wasn't paid on that day, the next day, my phone was off. You know, that's the thing about those phones. You have to pay ahead of time. You have to pay now, you're good for the month. You know, and then you got to pay again to be good for the next month to go, you know, to move forward. But just to say, you know, I don't want to give them all this praise, but with AT&T, with the regular service, you know, if you have an issue with your phone bill, Like, so, oh, if you have an issue with paying your phone bill, with billing, you can contact customer service. And yes, another thing, you can call and speak to somebody with AT&T, customer service, if you have the regular plan, and say, listen, man, I can't pay the bill until the end of the month, and you still, your phone is still on. Like, they don't, you don't get cut off. As long as you let them know what's happening, they work with you. So that's the good thing I can say about that. Like, you know, you gotta wait till the first, depending on how, whatever you get paid, you get your funding or whatever, you know, to pay the bill. They give it to you. Like, that's no problem. They're not going to shut you down until you pay. So that's the good thing I do like about AT&T service that I have, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, so go ahead, man. Let's get back to this boost, man, to this boost thing, to what they did to you, basically.
Okay, for pumping. Now, I'm going to read you what they sent me, the link that they had me click on. For the email that they sent me, they had a link that you could click for, I guess, to explain traffic pumping. Let's see if it's in line with the same thing you said.
All right.
Traffic pumping. When you make a long-distance call, that call is generally handled by a number of telephone companies. Your local carrier delivers the call from your phone to a long-distance company. The long-distance company carries the call most of the way to its destination, and then the call is handed off to the local carrier that serves the party you're calling. Under today's rules, the long-distance company pays a fee, called an access charge, to the local carrier that delivers the call to the called party. Access stimulation, also referred to as traffic pumping, occurs when a local carrier with high access charge rates enters into an arrangement with another company with high call volume operations, such as chat lines, adult entertainment calls, which we talked about, or free conference calls. The arrangement inflates or stimulates the number of calls into the local carrier's service area, and the local carrier then shares a portion of its increased access revenues with the free service provider or provides some other benefit to that company. The local company's profits from such an arrangement are typically so great that its charges become unreasonable and unlawful under FCC regulations. Access stimulation is harmful to consumers and competition in a number of ways. First, it distorts investment incentives. As a result of an access stimulation scheme, the long-distance companies are forced to recover the inflated access costs from all of their customers, even though many of them do not use the service that caused the stimulation in demand. It also harms competition by giving companies that offer, for instance, free conference calling services, a competitive advantage against companies that charge their customers for the service. Allegations of access stimulation have led to a number of disputes between local and long-distance telephone companies. A number have been resolved by the commissions through a formal complaint process. In addition, the commission recently adopted rules designed to reduce the ability to engage in access stimulation. Enforcement Bureau will enforce these new rules by continuing to resolve disputes between individual companies either through mediation or The Enforcement Bureau will enforce these new rules by continuing to resolve disputes between individual companies either through mediation or by resolving formal complaints. Okay. So based on what I just read, Bobby, what do you say? Is this making sense to you now? Like, does this give an explanation as to what I must have did to, you know?
It doesn't give an explanation of what you did, because I mean, I understand that. See, that's the thing. You pay for a service to be able to make calls throughout. The bottom line is this. If a person pays service to make, where you can make local calls.
Unlimited.
Or make calls throughout the United States. Unlimited calls throughout the United States. That's what it is, right? It has nothing to do with. The company you signed up with and what they have to deal with the long distance carriers or whatever, you know. So that really, that's on them. That really should have nothing to do with the client. You know what I mean? The person who's lying today, you know, that's not cool. You know, making you pay for something that they should be taking care of. You know, and trying to, me personally, I'm gonna just tell you, I would do what you did. I would be, listen, you know what? I'm out. I'm not dealing with this account.
Keep in mind, even though we read all the mumbo jumbo that they said in the email,
right?
They still didn't specify. Hey, remember what I said in the email? I need a detailed explanation as to what I did. They never said, hey, you dialed this number, this area code, and they are charging us for this because you dialed this number, and this number is charging us by the minute, by the hour, by the whatever. And
it's a fraud, man.
But it's like, you're not even telling me. So it's like, how am I going
to do this? They couldn't tell you what number you called or what you did to reconsider traffic pumping. But they said you did it, but they couldn't tell you why or what did you do. Specifically, what did you do? And I get this. When I typed in traffic pumping, right? All right. This is all right, one of the, you know, there's different, you know, different things you can click on, about five different ones, right? Now, when I typed it in the search engine, the first one is traffic pumping, meaning the second one is traffic pumping Boost Mobile, and the third one is traffic pumping fraud, and then the fourth one is traffic pumping explained, and then the fifth one is traffic pumping. But then, you know, there's traffic pumping fraud, you know. Now, why would that one pop up, traffic pumping fraud?
Yeah.
You know? So that's another thing. So now I'm about to click on that and look at that. Yeah. So these companies, they're going to have to change that because they're going to be, what's going to happen is they're going to lose so many customers and they're not going to come back. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to really change that if they're going to want to keep their customers. So that's not cool. And I was glad that we mentioned this because now we could let other people know in case anybody else got a Boost and they're going through this or been through this. They now know what it is. And then they're not even telling you what you did.
They didn't even tell you what you did. They just told me a bunch of general things.
Mumbo jumbo. They told you some. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
That
didn't get specific what you did.
Right?
Right. Like, so you know not to do it. But you shouldn't. First of all, if you said you didn't, if you didn't call overseas, absolutely the end of the story. Because every other number. So what? So now if you call from here to California, that's going to be considered long distance, and then you should be paying more money? Are they taking it back to how it was back in the day?
Free unlimited calling within the United States. I don't know about Hawaii if that's included, right? But unlimited, like you can call anywhere in the region, anywhere in the United States, California, heck, New Mexico, that's part of the states. You know what I mean? Like Colorado, wherever, like within the 50 states. So it's like if you're just making regular calls and the only numbers you dial that aren't a regular just area code plus the number, it's like, let's say you're calling, like, let's say your internet provider might have a 1-800 number or something like that. Some type of service provider that you pay a monthly fee for and you're calling them. Of course, those calls aren't. You know, they're not supposed to charge for those calls. Like, that's like, you know, customer service. You have their service. They have to provide you with customer service. You know what I mean? So it's like, what are you saying that I called, right? That's the whole thing we're trying to piece together, right? So after all of this stuff, now, what happened was I was outraged, right? When I got that email, I think I was already at the store. When I saw it, and I was like, I was already at the store. Turn my service over. Keep in mind, my phone was off. They told me it can take up to 10 business days. Not days, business days, meaning Saturdays or Sundays don't even count as far as to reestablish my service. And they told me specifically, I asked them, so are you saying there's no guarantee? Because they said, I have to wait to anywhere from 3 to 7 days, 3 to 10, anywhere from 3 to 10 business days. for a decision to be made.
And in the meantime, your phone is off. You got to wait 7 to 10 business days to get a response.
By the protein department, a decision has to be made as to if what will they reinstate my service. So there's no guarantee. I've been with this company for over 10 years. There's not even a guarantee that you're going to reinstate my service, like unsuspended. Like, so I can wait 3 to 10 business days and they can say, nah, we're good. Just doing traffic pumping. Nah, we're going to just cancel your service with us. And it's like,
and you've been a loyal customer for over 10 years. Listen, let's just first clarify that.
I was dealing with Boost. I was a Boost customer back in the day when we had the church. Remember the church?
Look at that. Yeah.
We got to do a show about the church one day. I know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to, like, you know, celebrate them after they put me through this, because, you know, the church, but the church was an era. This ain't about them. It's about an era. Like, that was such an iconic era that's gone and we'll never see again. But this was before Smart Church was. Those were, like, mm-hmm. golden times. But I was even a Boost Mobile customer back when they had church, when we specifically, they didn't have no unlimited minutes. Like, you had to pay for the minutes. As far as the minutes, you had to pay by the, like, you know, you had to purchase minutes. You had to purchase, like, a phone card for the minutes. But was unlimited. And everybody bought the Boost phones or Nextels, right? Boost or Nextel phones for that. But the Nextel was like a plan phone. Like, you had Nextel, that was a plan. But if you had Boost, then it was prepaid, and you was really doing it for the chirp. Some people call them the bleep bleeps. Some people call it chirp, right? You know what I mean? This is back in the day. This was back in, like, the early 2000s. All the way up until around the late 2000s. It lasted all the way up to around the late 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah, I noticed it got low again.
Can you hear me?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hold on real quick.
All right.
So Boost was making money off me even back then. Fast forward, they got, you know, the plans now, prepaid plans and stuff. Man, that company made so much money off of me alone over the years. You know what I mean? Like, I've been a dedicated customer to them for the longest, and I just felt like, man, I'm not no new customer. Like, I think that my track record with them, I deserve some type of explanation, because you still aren't telling me. You still ain't saying this number right here. Don't you have the ability to pull my call history and say what number, so at least I would know? How you going to arrest somebody and say, oh, you broke the law, and say, well, what law did I break? I don't know, but you broke a law. And because you broke a law, even though we can't tell you which law you broke a law, so you got to go to jail. It's like, all right, well, what law did I break? This is unlawful. You can't lock me up and not tell me what I'm locked up for. Well, you broke the law.
Facts.
You could have been there, but many different laws. But you broke one, so you got to go. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So I went and...
Yeah, it's like you got arrested. Yeah, it's like you got arrested, but you don't know what you got arrested for. You just get locked up or not.
My phone off. There's no guarantee that I'll even be able to... There's no guarantee that I'll even be able to even get it back. Y'all got to make a decision by the protein, you know, the protein department. Got to make a decision. There's no guarantee I'm going to get my service. So, you know, that's unacceptable. Who in their right mind is going to settle for that? Oh, I've been with them for 10 years, 10 plus years. So let me just go ahead and I don't want this to not work out. So let me just sit here and wait and hope that they reinstate my service, because I don't want to be without them. What am I going to do? Like, so I did what anybody else would do. I know, y'all are playing me. Y'all are playing with me. Y'all are tripping. So I went to a different provider, got my service, got the service the same day, kept my same number that I had since 2001, I want to say, 2001. Had this number since 2001, right? Got the phone on. Got the phone on, and then went over. So, yup, it is what it is, you know? So, it wasn't that. They played it with me a couple of times. That development team that, you know, I was waiting on to hear from them, I thought they was going to give me an explanation, at least to specify this call on this day, you did this. And I still, at this point, keep in mind, I'm still trying to figure out what they're talking about. Because first they told me high-cost phone calls, then they told me traffic pumping in the email. I'm like, what? Still no specific detail as to what I did. Okay. Boom. So, I go with different models for that. Boom. Fast forward to today, right? Fast forward to today. So, there's a no longer Boost Mobile. Moving on. But I'm very irritated, and I told them on the customer service, when I was talking to them on the phone, I told them that I would definitely do a podcast about this, and I'm definitely going to, you know, use my voice, and I'm going to give them, like, you know, a negative reviews online, all of that. And I meant it. I'm standing on it, right? So fast forward to today, I'm going to today, and I go to, call, the BTR, right, which is Blog Talk Radio, right? We use for our podcast, right? That's what we use over the years. But we have Clubhouse now. Clubhouse is on. But we talk about BTR. Went to go put in my PIN code so I can start the show. We had the show set. This discussion we're supposed to be having on BTR. And it tells me, in order to continue this call, you'll be charged 99 cents per minute, and, you know, press one or whatever to continue. And I'm like, excuse me? Hung up, called again, same thing. So I called June. After we got to talking, it's like, okay, so this must be what they're talking about, because why is it telling me that I'll be charged by the minute if I, you know, have this call? Now, keep in mind, I'm with a different company. Now, when I was with Boost, it never gave that recording. Ever. That never said, well, if you just continue this number, continue this call, it's going to be a fee. We never straightforward on this number will be a fee. Now, keep in mind, it's partly prepaid, so I don't know if that's the reason why it happened. I know if you didn't pay it, I don't have a reason anymore. So this is you putting things to the devil, like, oh, this is what they're talking about. Because I just call regular, I make regular calls to people like anybody else does.
No long distance call.
As of lately, I haven't been talking because mostly when I'm talking on the phone a lot, I'm dealing with like a woman. That's it, right? So lately, I ain't even been on the phone like that. I just want to understand this regular call. This has to be there. Because nothing else makes sense. When you start like using a white ball, that's what means we got to talk over. So how do we talk about this? Because if you called from your provider body, your phone, they didn't give that one.
Right.
But of course, I'm like, you can't take that risk of them doing that to you and saying, oh, well, you're traffic pumping now. If you know it's a real provider, would do that or not. But I didn't even know, of course, I don't want to put you in that situation because, you know, You call the regular calling number. The regular calling number doesn't seem to do that at all. But for some reason, the host number is the one that does it. The host. And it's a regular call, regular 425 number. So what's 425? 425, I looked it up, and it's Washington State. It's a regular area code for Washington State. So if you dial 425 plus a random 7 digits, you're probably with some random Joe Schmo that's in the phone like, hey, can I help you? You know what I mean? It's a regular, it's not regular 10-digit number. So how could you predict this? How could you, if you're saying that this is what it is this is the only thing that makes sense to me, But it's that, why couldn't you tell that me that in the email? Because if you would, it would have specified in the email, hey, this number that you're using is charging us, or this traffic company, whatever terminology you would have used, it's costing. So as a customer, we need you to stop using it because, you know, we can't allow you to keep doing that because it's violating the terms, and if you can stop doing that, everything will be fine. We appreciate having you. We don't want to see you go. So can you not, you know, call at me. Like, I'm a value customer all these years. Now I'm like, oh, damn, I didn't even know that. Okay, I won't do that. No, I won't call that number. But it's amazing.
And that is so true what you said. That is, you see what you just said? That's good customer service. When they give you the heads up ahead of time and make it so it will be your choice to do what you want to do. They just tell you, you know, if to make this call is going to be, now they wanted to try to charge you like a 900 number, $1 a minute, that's $60 an hour. And if you want for 2 hours, that's $120. So, you know, to me, that's fraud. It's a ripoff. It's a scam. That's what these phone companies, that's what they're doing now. You know what I'm saying? With Boost and all these, you know, these companies. That's that. And look, Boost Mobile is what came up when I typed in traffic out, traffic pumping. They didn't, no other phone company came up but Boost. So that's crazy, you know? And now the whole thing now with BTR, you know, that's just, the whole thing is, you need to also get some answers from them too. Or just gotta keep doing research on it, because, man, that's just crazy, man. Unbelievable, you know? So, man, that's, you know, sorry you had to go through that, but I don't know. And you see, like you said, now, with you know, not to really point out, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not trying to point out my company. Because you know what? There's no other company that came up when I put in but Boost. So every other company, I guess it's going to be a different, you know, it's going to be probably similar. It's probably, but not similar. It's probably going to be normal. So, you know, that's just, it's just unbelievable. It seems like they're trying to take you back to the 900 number days, trying to find a way to get paid and to do, you know, to you and other people that has that service. It's just ridiculous, man. Yeah, it's just bad. But you did what you had to do, man, because you should not have to be paying that type of money. This is not a 900 number like back in the days. You know, you're not calling, you know, Clio or somebody or some sex line, you know. And the number, that area code is Washington State. That's a local number. That's a number inside the United States. So what's the problem? You know, that's ridiculous, man. That's just, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah,
okay. Somebody, hey, man, shout out to LV, man. LV is the old co-host of Israel Talk Radio. And I ain't used to this Clubhouse thing. And I went to go, man, I don't know. That mess is crazy.
That's right, yeah.
That it said, And
shout out to LV.
Like I said, like LV waved at you or something.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
It sent me out the room and it connected me with him. Then I was trying to talk to him, like, oh, what's up, man? I got disconnected. And I'm like, then I was like muted and I couldn't get myself unmuted. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna connect with him. That was one of the old co-hosts that did a solid job, and you know, that's been a homie ever since. We ain't talked in a minute, been like some years. Mm-hmm. That's the homie right there though. But
awesome.
Yeah, man. Back to what we were saying, man. This is crazy. I don't even remember where I was at. You remember the last thing I said, man?
Man, you know, you're talking about the whole thing with the you know, the whole thing with the pricing, you know, pumping, the traffic pumping, and Boost Mobile.
And I was saying how, like, it had to be the Blog Talk number, but, like, I didn't get no heads up. Like, they didn't tell me nothing. And how am I supposed to know that? And I'm only putting two and two together, because one of the things they use is, like, conference line. It's like, well, you can say the VTR line is kind of like a conference line, because you can have multiple numbers call. But it's not like we be sitting there with tons of callers. It's usually just me and you. Right. So I don't even know what they're talking about, really. But, I mean, I ain't got no control over that. Listen, Cleo herself couldn't have, well, that's a bad example because we know she was a fraud. But I'm just saying, a psychic couldn't even predict the death.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that makes sense. It has to be. What else could it be? That you're saying I violated your terms in traffic pumping and phone calls, and it's like, man, whatever, man. You know, at the end of the day, now I'm not a Boost Mobile customer because of this BS. And I was so cool with being a Boost Mobile customer because, you know, I don't even want to say anything that's wrong, like, you know.
Right, I got you.
Like, you know, I feel like this. I was cool with being a Boost customer. But after that, I've been treated the way I've been treated. I can't really sit here and try to, like, big them up, speak highly on them, or certain things I could say.
Well, you know what? You could say that. They used to be that company until this, you know? So they used to be a pretty good company.
I don't know if I'm about no pipe, traffic pumping.
They're making it seem like you're doing some illegal stuff. Like you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing.
This line to, like, you know, using it, like I was using the phone to, like, you know, have her conference calls about how we going to get drugs over the border. That's exactly like. How we going to smuggle this in and into Mexico?
Yeah.
How we going to do this? Like, that's what they acting like. It's crazy. Yep. But I'm like, trying to be like that. All these years I've been a customer of theirs. And it's like, man, I just didn't appreciate that. You know, even if it's validity to what they're saying because whatever, because, you know, based on me getting that recording saying to go through with this, you're going to charge you by the minute, which means, of course, now we have to cancel the account with BTR. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it because nobody's going to deal with that. Nobody's going to deal with that. The whole thing. And I need to speak with them, customer service, to figure out, like, all right, that, of course, you can't call them no more, BTR no more. You used to have customer service. You can't call that customer service no more. You have to email them. So while I'm a premium member, because if the bill is coming up and we're not paying it, so it's going to be canceled. They're probably not even going to respond to me once I'm not a premium member. While we're still premium, I need to email them and ask them why is it that I'm being cut for them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know this. I'm trying to understand this. This is crazy.
This
is
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All these years I've decided to get you out of
2013. Yep.
It's crazy, man.
It is.
This is the doctor headed they put me through, and these are the types of life things that we go through. This is more on the minor scale as far as like major things that go on in life, but I'm just saying, still, but it's an annoyance.
Yeah.
And it's a grievance.
It's definitely a grievance. Yeah, no question about that.
You know what? You know, like, it's stupid. It's crazy. Nobody, I mean, anybody, college educated, whatever, nobody could have, who could predict this? Like, this is something new. Nobody, we can call anybody in your phone right now. I guarantee you ask them, do they know what price, do they know what traffic pumping is? And they can't use Google. They're not going to know what the hell you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to know what that is? How are you supposed to know what number to call and not call? Like, now with the call, I just got the report and saying, well, if you child, if you doubt, if you can use this call, they're going to charge you by the minute. That's one way of telling us. But look, you're with a different provider.
I'm with AT&T, which is like a main line. You know what I mean?
And so, yours didn't say that, right?
Right, right.
Listen, I called from a free phone from, you know how you got like the text now numbers? Mm-hmm. So, but that phone that I called from isn't on. It's not on. That phone is not on. It can only be used through Wi-Fi. It has no provider. It is not on. It is turned off.
Right.
So, through the Wi-Fi, I use the TextNow app, and I call the same BTR number, right, for the host number. And when I called it, it connected. It didn't say anything about a fee or nothing. So you can't charge that. If I'm going to call that way, you can't charge because there's no provider. So that way. So I'm totally confused. So, like, let's say we used your number, right, and did it that way. Mm-hmm. Your provider might would have said, you know, or maybe after X amount of time. So keep in mind, we have done to do the show weekly, but we have been doing it all the way consistently. We've been skipping weeks here and there, right? But over time, maybe they're looking at like, well, over time, you can call this number, and the fees have been piling up, so no, we're not allowing this. But they still didn't tell me. I get no recording, no warning. I had no idea. No way of knowing at all. You know, it's almost like you say, all right, here's this button. Here's two buttons. You press one of them. All right, here's three buttons. One of the buttons, just press one, see what's going to happen. And dude, it's like, you know, maybe you can win $1 million, but you might just press the button. You might win a prize, or you might not win a prize. But that's just, you got to press it and see what's going to happen. You press a button. And boom, it shoots somebody to get shot, like a random, like, you know, somebody, you press the button, and the curtains open up, and there's somebody that's tied up, duct tape, and then it just somebody just shoots them. So that's the button you press, so that's on you. You know what I mean? So you're the cause of that, so, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We're going to arrest you for this now. It's like, what? How am I supposed to know? How you gonna you know, make me pay for something I had no idea about and had no warning to? Now, of course, with the new provider, I got the warning because it literally, verbally said it before I continue to call, press the button to agree to it. The minute charge, $1 per minute, Bobby. $1 per minute.
Wow.
I was like, I don't know. It's hung up. It's like, wow, this is where we are with it. So, you know, contact through email, the BTR people who see. I just want to see what they're going to say because this is crazy. This is new to me. I get the feeling they're not going to know what the hell I'm talking about. But whatever, I'm going to ask them anyway just to see. And other than that, you know, BTR accounts canceled. Clubhouse is our new home. We came to Clubhouse before. We ended up going back to BTR. No, Clubhouse is free. This is the place to be. I say that again. Clubhouse is free. This is the place to be.
There you go.
Paying for a monthly service for BTR on top of that. So we're paying y'all for a monthly service. And it seems like the number that's going to give us issues and have our providers charge us money.
Yep. Hey, Clubhouse is free. So Clubhouse is the place to be. Simple as that.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So the video is limited. All of that. You don't have to worry about none of that. It is what it is. Anybody got an app can, you know, of course, just like how we had to call, like the line where people can call in, but anybody got the app can participate in Clubhouse. All you got to do is download the app. know what I mean? And we can just bring them more live to speak like we would. You know, sitting here paying money and dealing with that extra stress of like traffic pumping, phone calls, and your provider, you know, suspending your account. Like, nah, nah, nah.
Now to have to pay BTR monthly.
I fought both of them for this, man. Unacceptable.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That brings us here. So, I mean, A Clubhouse, we in here, we in the building. You know, it's Real Talk Radio. I like the Boss being on Clubhouse. I like the what do you think about this this name? Real Talk the Podcast. I like that. I think it has a nice ring.
I like it.
It's Real Talk. It's Real Talk Radio. But I just think that Real Talk the Podcast has a nice ring. Okay. Which, how do you think that sound, Bobby? Real Talk the Podcast.
Oh man, I like that. You know, you're bringing Real Talk to podcast. Simple as that. So, yeah, it's self-explanatory, man. It's good. I like it.
Yeah. Make sure nobody ain't take that idea already. You know, but I like how that sounds. But nonetheless, you know what I mean. This is our new home. It's Real Talk Radio with T-Real and Bobby T. We back to coming on Clubhouse. And the cool part about Clubhouse, I ain't got to do a description. I ain't got to create a link. All I got to do is set it up. I could be driving. Don't matter. It's a quick setup. Take seconds. Boom. Give a title. Let's go.
Bam. There you go.
Let's go.
Yep.
And you still save it. You can have it where it saves. You can download it, which I will do. I'll download this. Bobby, you can download it too. When it's done, I'll show you how to do it. Download it. So we'll have it as a part of our archives, because I don't know how long it'll stay on your account as far as people being able to play back. But I got the playback on, so it's no issue. Like, you know, be able to download it, listen to it, either go to the Intro Talk Radio page and scroll down, and you can just click, just listen to the audio of the topics we've done. You can download it as well. And, you know, it's going to get used to we'll get used to this, because like the little thing we had where I connected with LV, I thought they just sent it away when I was gonna try to send one back, but it took me out this room, because that's what they call them on here, rooms. They took me out this room and sent me to his room. Now, luckily, glad that you were still here, so the room was still up.
Good.
Clubhouse got you through it, so you know we in here. Hey, Clubhouse is cool. I mean, there's no limit. I mean, you can just say, hey man, you heard about that on the news? We got 20 minutes to talk about it real quick. Boom, it's exactly. If you got time to talk about this real quick, let's get on Clubhouse. You know what I mean? Right, it's less stuff we have to do than BTR. It's a lot less.
Yeah, you could definitely just set it up like that. You know, you could be doing anything. You don't got to create a link or description or nothing like that. You know, you could just, like you said, just, you know, you could write a topic or what, you know, what the show is going to be about, and boom, let's go in. You don't got to write multiple calligraphs.
It's just a title, and that's it. Send an invite out. You have it open
the invites.
When I was in the following view, I get the notification. Boom. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Anybody can just download it and click it. Just download it and then just take your invite or whatever. It's real simple. But Clubhouse is free, so it's the place to be. This is my usual slogan as an advertisement, man. We should get paid for that.
I know, right?
That's a nice little ring, right?
It has a nice ring.
Clubhouse, that could be the nice little something for Clubhouse. Clubhouse, holler, man. Clubhouse is free, so it's the place to be.
There you go.
Like, you ain't got to sit here and buy a mic and try to soundproof your studio and all this stuff, and you can just sit here on your phone. And Clubhouse does have good sound quality as opposed to like when you're starting on VCR, the quality on here is definitely better. That's realistic. Right? Mm-hmm. It's called sound quality.
Good sound quality on Clubhouse. And it's an app. Now you want to download the app and chime in. Yeah.
It's tolerable. Because I listen to discussions people have a Clubhouse on YouTube. And it sounds fine. Yep. It don't sound as good as somebody that got like an expensive microphone in a setup. But look how much you got to invest into that. And you got to stand in front of that microphone.
And you see what you just said? And people are on Clubhouse and they share it, sending it to YouTube. So you could just... Boom, we can take our shows straight to YouTube.
That is going to be, that is where where we upload our stuff, like how you expect people to listen to it on BTR.
Right.
You expect people to listen to it on YouTube now.
YouTube is still, to me, the biggest. You know what I mean? So,
of course. Right.
YouTube is in first and foremost, number one. So,
yeah,
you can get so many people, you know, on YouTube. So,
yeah. Right.
So,
I'm looking forward to having some discussions. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff that we could be talking about. A lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of nostalgic discussions we can have. I love the nostalgic conversations. You know, there's a lot of dating discussions we can have. You know, there's a lot of just real talk we can and will have. You know, so this is what it is. This is what you can expect. You know what I mean? So this is what it is, man.
That's right. You
know? Yeah. So I mean, I guess with that said, man. You know, we gonna try to get together as far as being consistent. Like, you know, we gonna try. You know, but I will say this: look, if we can get some real growth. Because with growth, it raises the potential. We get some growth and get some real engagement from the people, then that will definitely help us to be able to push to definitely stay
consistent. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because now we have a lot more potential, you know what I mean, based on the engagement of the people. So,
yes, sir.
You know, keep that in mind. I mean, because nobody does it like us. Like, you know, people might be more popular and all this stuff. They might be in the spotlight because people like, you know, it's, hey, look at me and have the cameras in their face. We older guys. We laid back. But we have real talk. We don't want no cameras in our face.
And we have real topics.
We have a voice.
We have real topics. Exactly.
We have great topics. Ain't nobody interviewing like us. You can put us up there with anybody. You're not going to out interview us. You might have a great interview. We might have a great interview. You're not going to out interview us.
Yeah, no one out interviews us. When we interview people, no one got that over on us. It's not happening.
We do this. Yeah. We do this. 10 years strong. We do this. You know what I mean? So for people who might want a great interview, like, you know, we'll definitely utilize Clubhouse as any other podcasting platform to be able to, you know, interview and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I guess I'm supposed to say this room is being recorded. We're supposed to say that. But ain't nobody here anyway, so it don't matter. It's just us. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We got to get used to saying, like, you know, this room is being recorded and the audio will be used.
This room is being recorded. Yes.
Upload. Onto YouTube, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so just know that it's Real Talk Radio. The discussion was why you shouldn't choose Boost Mobile as a wireless provider. I just went through a lengthy detail as to what happened to me and the people that can relate to it, you know, had some insight. You know, people that are with BTR, used to be with BTR, whatever. You know, understand that this is what's going on right now. And, I mean, we're just putting two and two together. Because they never, Boost Mobile never verified and said, yes, this number right here is the one that caused nothing, you know. It's just putting two and two together based on everything I described.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's pretty much, you know, like, this is almost like some PR work, you know what I mean? I had to become my own PR.
Yeah. But you know what? What you just did about breaking down what happened to you, with Boost Mobile, people do that all the time. The people buy products, right? And they share what they learned about that product. It's a review. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what that was. It was like a customer review. So, and people do this all the time. Whenever you go to Amazon or whatever, you look at a product to buy something, they always have reviews. So you want to listen. It's always good to listen to people reviews because they telling you the real about it, a lot of them. You know, I don't know if they got people on there, like, you know, secretly saying stuff to boost the product. But a customer review, people always go by that before they buy a product or not buy a product. So that's what you just did. And so you shared something real. You didn't lie. You talked about your experience with Boost. So to give people a heads up, so they would know what to expect, whether you're going to go with Boost or leave Boost. So you, but that's perfect what you did. You shared your experience. And that's what allowed, don't you know people make money doing that? Customer reviews make money. People be doing that.
People that do reviews on stuff.
Yeah.
Phones and all that stuff. They be on YouTube and all that stuff. Making bank. Yep.
Yeah, they get a lot of views because people want to know about a product
before they invest in something. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's always good to share real knowledge with people to give people a heads up. So that right there, that's what I'm saying. There's so many things. Like we can never run out of topics because there's just so many things to talk about. You know,
there's always something going on. Yeah.
Right. So there you go. We can do this for really forever, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Life, yeah. So.
Yeah. Expect more to come. You know, sports, dating, politics. Just like I said, nostalgic stuff, 90s stuff.
Relationships, remember that whatever. Stuff. We talk about all the good stuff.
And all that stuff.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know. The neighborhood, that talk, you know, the black community,
yep.
You know what I mean? Current events, trending topics,
yep.
You know, I mean, you name it, you know, whatever's intriguing, like, you know, you can't put us in a box. We talk about any and everything, you know, right. So this is what's for the Clubhouse audience and any new audience, like, this is what you can expect from us. This is what we're going to bring.
Variety. Right? We bring variety.
Yeah, variety.
Can't put us in a box or nothing like that. You know,
exactly.
We're variety. We
come rock with us, man.
Yeah.
Come take this journey with us because, you know, it's going to be a hell of a ride. Wait till we get some interviews going. You'll see how we really get down. When you see hear us interview somebody, it's like, man, we are in depth with it. Like, you know, we know how to ask the good questions, the hard questions, the controversial questions, but we respect our guests have never in 10 years had a guest that felt like they were mistreated or,
yes,
you know, manipulated or anything. It's always been all love.
Yeah, we don't,
you know,
do that, man.
What I mean? Always been all love.
Yeah, we're not Charlemagne the God. You know what I'm saying? And I listen to Charlamagne the God, but sometimes he be coming down on people, and that's not cool. We don't do that. Any guest feels comfortable here. We don't make them feel any type of way. It's always nothing but love and respect. We're never going to try to get them on here and then say something negative or talk down to them. All right? So, there you go.
Sure, man. It's Real Talk Radio. Tay Real. Bobby G. We'll be back soon, man. And we're going to have something good to talk about, so stay tuned, man. Holla at us.
Facts.
Yes, sir. Now I got to try to close the thing. Oh, I think I know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Leave quietly or, no, in the room. See, that's what I got to know. It's the difference between leave quietly and in the room. I got to hit in the room. So I'm ending the room now.
There
peace out, everybody. Enjoy your week.
Peace.